Hi everyone, this is Hal Crosman with Screenwriting U, and today I'd like to give you some quick tips on succeeding in the 30-day screenplay process. This is an event that is part of the National Screenwriters Day that's coming up, and I gotta say I'm glad you're with us. I also want to say thanks to Scotty Cornfield for setting up this group and for believing in all the writers here. Now, let's talk about how to be successful. Even if you've never written a screenplay before, you can easily get through a draft during these next 30 days. Here's a few ways to do that. First, decide on your strategy. Is your strategy going to be to just write, which means every day you just sit down and you write whatever comes next? If it is, then go for it and have fun. And by the way, if you're going to do that, don't critique your work while you're doing it. Just give yourself the freedom to keep writing, keep putting scenes on paper, keep putting dialogue on paper until you get to the very end. The other strategy you can use is to do some quick preparation. And this actually doesn't take a lot of time. What I'm talking about here is either kind of mapping out a quick structure or doing what we call a beat sheet. Now, let me explain the second one first. A beat sheet simply is a list of the scenes you think are going to be in this movie, right? So all that is you just do a series of brainstorm sessions. You say, where's the beginning? Where's the end? What's going to happen in between? Start coming up with a list of scenes, put them together. When you actually get to the point of writing it, you may follow those scenes, you may not, you know, it's okay. But the fact that you actually have some kind of beat sheet or an outline in front of you may actually make it easier for you to be able to get words down on the page every single day. If you want to really think about your structure, I'd advise that you just pick a structure that you're comfortable with or you've worked with before. And use that, and then just simply brainstorm it out. Like if you're doing the three-act structure, for instance, obviously you're going to have a first act, a second act, and a third act, you know, but it's going to break down into a couple of things. You'll have an opening, you'll have an inciting incident, you'll have a first act turning point, you'll have a midpoint, then a second act turning point. Often at that point, then you will have a crisis. The dilemma will show up. How does the character deal with this? Do they do this or that? Then you'll have the big conflict in the third act where everything is brought to a head and the protagonist and antagonist are face to face and they're fighting it out. And finally, the resolution, right? So whatever strategy you're using, if you're using the three act, you can lay it out the way I just talked. If you're using the mini movie method and you've gone through that program, use that structure. You know how it works. Save the Cats, another one. The Hero's Journey. Any structure that you're already comfortable with, just simply lay it out and brainstorm the beats of that structure. And that'll help you move forward and jump into writing. Now, how do you write every single day? We're going to do this for 30 days. And what you want to do is set your world up and your life up so that it's easy for you to write every day. Now, that might mean for some people that you set a specific time that you write every day. You get up at 30 minutes early and write. Or you write during your lunch break. Or you write as soon as you get home or right before you go to bed. Whatever works for you. Find something that works and that you can be consistent at. If you're choosing to write later in the day, an easy thing to do is to pose a question in the morning, like you look to see what's the next scene you're going to write. Pose a question. How can I make that conflict really interesting, right? How can I put that character in a very difficult spot? What might be the most interesting setting for this? Whatever it is, pose some kind of question in the morning and think about it during the day. And as you do, ideas will pop into your mind. Just write them down. Then when it comes time to write, you will already be ahead of the game. So the whole thing, when people say, you know, looking at a blank page is scary, if you do these kinds of things, you'll never be looking at a blank page. The second you sit down to write, you'll already know what you're about to do. The other thing I suggest is to get it done as early as you can. What this does is it has you feel accomplished throughout the day and not in dread. You know, a lot of times what happens is people, the first day they're excited and they write, and then the second day they put it off a little further and then a little further, and next thing you know, it's the last thing they do at night, and now they're staying up extra hours. If you can get this done early, instead of feeling pain around writing, you're going to feel good about who you are and what you did today. That will keep you moving forward. Also, use any side time, any downtime, like if you're commuting to work and commuting home. Those are great times to brainstorm what you're going to write later on. Or to brainstorm the ending, or to brainstorm any part of it that you want to brainstorm. Use your cell phone. You got a voice memo there. You can drive safely and brainstorm ideas. So again, what that does is it gets you ahead of the game and it keeps you ahead of the game. If you ever miss a day, here's what you do. Just instantly forgive yourself and get back on the horse. Don't let you start feeling bad. Don't feel guilty. None of that. Don't say, "Oh my God, I'm behind. I'll never catch up." Just jump back in. This isn't a thing where you're being graded or any of that kind of thing. So you're not going to lose anything by jumping back in. Just go, "Oh, I missed a day. All right, no problem. I forgive myself. I'm getting back in the game." And you can do that. How do you keep yourself motivated throughout this entire process? Let me give you something that I don't hear people talking about very much. This is what I consider to be the number one key to keeping yourself motivated. Don't criticize yourself as you write. So if you get that, here's why. When you criticize yourself, you're essentially shutting down your motivation. You're lowering your belief in yourself. Don't do that. For what we're doing, we're going to be writing a first draft or an early draft. Just give yourself the freedom to have fun with it and to keep moving forward. Look forward to your writing. If you want to stay motivated, during the day, start imagining how fun it's going to be. Start thinking of it as your fun time. Every time you finish a session, no matter how long, how short, celebrate it. You know, feel good about the accomplishment. It doesn't matter whether the writing is good or great or perfect or any of those kinds of things. That doesn't matter. What matters is that you're doing it every single day and that you're moving this script forward every day. Make sure that you post your accomplishments to the group each day and feel good about yourself and the achievement that you just made happen. One other question that I get a lot of times is, how do I write faster? Again, let me give you the number one key here. Don't edit while you write. Now, this may sound strange, but there's a lot of people, and I've done this myself. You sit down, you write a sentence, and then you go, now that could be better. And you start editing the words, and now you're going to the thesaurus. You come back, you look at it, oh, I don't like it. Now you delete it, and it's like, you've spent 20 minutes working on one sentence. Let go of that stuff. Don't edit while you write. So what you want to do on this is you want to write first and just go right through it. Don't worry if it's good or bad or any of that other kind of thing. Write first, then edit afterwards. So that way you might write 3 or 4 pages in a row. Do some editing. Maybe it cuts it down a half page or a page, but you've ended up with something pretty good, and you did it in a way that kept you motivated and kept you moving forward. Here's the other thing I would say on this. Think in drafts. So here's what this means. Let's say to complete a script, let's say you end up doing 5 drafts. Your final draft, of course, is going to be about making it absolutely perfect. And in that one, you're going to be editing like crazy and working with the words like crazy and all of that kind of thing. If we go to the opposite extreme, in your first draft, It's not about that. In your first draft, you're trying to figure out how to make this story work. You're thinking way, way bigger pictures. If you're editing words during your first draft, you're actually doing the wrong process. So my advice, if you're trying to write fast, is you think in drafts and you go, wait a minute, I'm on a first draft. So this isn't about trying to make the words right. This is about trying to create a story and get some character in there and have some fun writing it and see what comes to me as I go. It doesn't matter if it's perfect. It actually doesn't even matter if it's good. A lot of times the way you become a great writer is you write bad first drafts on the way to absolutely great final drafts. So give yourself the freedom to do that. Also, choose speed over quality. If you're wanting to write fast, these two are kind of in different worlds. Quality, trying to write real high quality, slows you down. And it often means that you're having to go through and again, you're having to edit and make sure it's perfect and you're thinking that way and all that. If you're trying to write fast, again, you got to give yourself the freedom to put whatever comes out on that page and just do it as an exercise, if nothing else. Just start going, all the words that come out, they're going to go on that page. And I'm going to keep moving forward no matter what. And I'm going to keep going. And I'm not going to go back until I'm done with this to edit it. So that gives you the freedom. Again, even if you only do 3 or 4 pages at a time, it gives you the freedom to start to create instead of shutting your creative process down to try to make words perfect. Just keep encouraging yourself as you go through this. Keep participating with the group, and soon you'll have a completed first draft. I got to tell you, we are honored that you have joined us for this National Screenwriters Day. My hope is that this group and this experience will make a big difference for you. If you can, please, over the next 3 or 4 weeks as we're going through this, please retweet and share things that we posted about National Screenwriters Day. Our whole purpose on this is to celebrate writers and put writers at the forefront of the movie-making process. So anything that you can share, anything that that you can let everybody else know about having to do with National Screenwriters Day will really help. Again, this is Hal Crosman with Screenwriting U. Thank you for being part of this, and I can't wait to hear about your success.